Tonight's episode of the Spice and Hour is sponsored in part by DraftKings.com. Look, your season-long fantasy football lineup is locked in and ready for action. The kickoff for the NFL is this Thursday night. But you don't have to wait until week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test starting Sunday at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site where you could kick off the season by winning $2 million. It's the biggest fantasy football contest ever. $10 million in prizes are up for grabs, including $2 million for first place and $1 million for second. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's fantasy football on demand. Play where you want, where you want, and with the players you want. Turn your love of football into a life-changing payday, just like Tyson got on Survivor. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings.com. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code ROB to play for free for a shot at a part in the $10 million in Sunday's Millionaire Maker event. Enter ROB for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. I'm Rob Cesternino, and this is the Spicin' Hour for the week of September 7th, 2015.
Baby, I get paid. I don't volunteer. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Get me
yes.
out of here. Get me out of here. Ooh.
Get in here.
Get me out of here.
Hurry, get in here. Get in here.
I'm here. I'm here, Rob. I forgot. I was just enjoying the music.
Yes.
I forgot to go to the queue.
Get in here.
Yeah, we're here.
Spencer, are you there?
I'm in here, and I can't believe I ever wanted out.
When did you want out?
Clearly, when I had that song, I wanted out of somewhere. Now I'm trying to get in anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere and everywhere. I'm a celebrity.
Just let me in.
Yeah.
The scariest line in that whole rap song is "Me not famous." Whoa, that's scary. I must have been psychic. Oh my god.
Here, you need some more?
Bentleys and Lambos, riding superhero with working out. I flew private in LA. I'm back home through the Palisades, top down, get my tan on. I'm not you. I don't need the tattoos. All my ink is on
Eating on 90% of the population.
All your ink was on your checks. Were those incoming or outgoing checks?
Outgoing.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Just put some of that tattoo ink on your body.
Speaking of checks, we got Chinese food tonight. And my fortune cookie, usually I don't even get fortune cookies. It's empty. Like, it's happened to me multiple times.
You're like, what?
And I'm like, oh, it's a sign. I have no chance at fortune. And tonight the fortune cookie said, like, don't spend any money. Be frugal. You don't have it. Like, something so crazy. And I almost called the Chinese place. Like, did you plant this?
Yeah. Did you Google me?
Yeah.
Like, my order?
My tip looked like it. I had some money.
Tyson, do you put a lot of stock into what the Chinese fortune cookie says?
Before I went on Survivor the first time, it said fortune was coming my way, but that was like 6 years before I won. So
I guess so.
Yeah. I mean, if they're general enough, they'll eventually happen to you.
Yeah, I guess.
Right.
Probably.
I eat a bunch of fortune cookies and then it's like, you got your bases covered, right?
Yeah. All right, for those of you guys listening to the audio version of this, we are recording this once again on blab.im. This is the second week in a row. We've all been playing around with Blab. We've been blabbing it up. It's Blabber Day, and so it's Blabber Day night, and we are recording here on Monday night this week. Spencer has been barbecuing all day. He's here. He doesn't even have a shirt on for this show.
Barbecuing all day.
Yeah. I guess Chinese delivery is barbecuing. Yep, I have been.
Chinese barbecue.
I had orange chicken.
Nice, dude.
Extra barbecue. I have no shirt on.
Yes.
That's cool.
Because my heat rashes are back.
Rob, why don't you pop your shirt off in solidarity for Spencer?
If I get to 100,000 props by the end of the show, I will take my shirt off.
Whoa, dude. I'll do it for 50,000.
You guys really?
Wow, this is like Name That Tune. This is like a wow. Yeah, we'll see. That would be a not a great look for Blab if I was one of the first. Join Spencer as one of the first 10 people to Blab without a shirt on.
I think it would be dope.
What's the dress code on Blab?
There isn't one.
I was like wondering.
Chat roulette.
I was wondering if Blab has gotten NC-17 yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, if this was chat roulette and you could see all three of us, of the three of us, I'm getting skipped way the most at this point. You got one guy who's potentially naked, one guy who's got big glasses on and a hat, looks like he might be fun. And I'm just the clearly the most boring of the three pictures.
You have the prop. You have the prop shirt on. So
I'm wearing a Blab t-shirt that was sent to me.
Lucky.
There you go. Yeah. All right, so let's talk about
Blab's favorite son.
Not quite. So let's talk about this past week. We were actually all together on Friday night. We were playing around like three happening guys on a Friday night might do. And we were talking on Blab. And Tyson, you were trying to set people up on dates.
Yeah, and we finally found two that loved each other, and the one wouldn't get out of bed to talk to the girl that was still awake, and so it didn't end up happening.
Yeah, what happened there?
So this girl gets on. She's from Dallas, Texas. And she's like, hey, I saw the guy earlier and he's real cute with that beard.
Vincenzo.
Yeah.
So we tried to get Vincenzo, and people who knew him personally actually texted him and tried to get him out of bed. And he was like, I got to go to bed early. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It was basically like the equivalent of a booty blab, right?
It was a booty blab. And the thing is this guy was not having any.
Yeah.
And just earlier, he told us he lives alone and isn't seeing anyone. So it's like,
I think he just didn't want to get out of bed and put hair gel in again.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
It looks like he uses enough hair product, all due respect. I'm just saying, I know the feeling. If you wash hair product out, you don't, you know, shampoo, condition, you don't want to get out of bed, put a hair product back in.
Gel is like the equivalent to women's makeup. What kind do you use? Do you use the LA lights or whatever
LA
it
looks.
Is? LA looks.
I had a bottle of that. Is that the green like
yeah, bubbles jelly? In it? Yeah.
I've definitely used that.
They do it in me too, I think.
For more of my like Miami Vice hair I had going for a minute. Who do I use? I don't know. It's I don't know, some high end shit.
Some high end stuff. Okay. So in terms of the love connection that you put together, Tyson, did it ever work out following Friday night?
Maybe. I don't know. We haven't heard back from either of them, so they could be shacked up somewhere, you know, together, meet in the middle at a random hotel or something. I guess that's probably what happened.
So,
yeah, right?
What a story that would be at the wedding.
What a story, dude. And they're like, oh, Tyson, and then I have to marry him.
Yeah.
Is that
what happened with you and Rachel, and that's why Stephen Fishback had to get you guys married?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Stephen Fishback was on Blab one time, and he set you guys up.
Chat roulette.
Yeah, Rob, I think you're gonna have your shirt off before the hour.
Yeah, dude, you're already over 25,000.
You are.
Offered half price.
Rob's
even taking me up on that.
Rob's tripping right now. He's like, I promised my wife I wouldn't.
Oh boy,
how. Spencer, how many props do you need to put your shirt back on with the skin rash and all, you know?
There's no amount. I've got the rash coming in under my arms here.
What happened?
It's when it gets this hot, we don't have air conditioning, and Heidi is like, obviously she's hot, but she's also the hottest human. Like on my thermal camera, I can put Heidi on my thermal camera, and then like a normal human, Heidi looks like something straight out of like a Marvel movie, just like so bright, burning lava red. So if I get next to her in bed at night, I just overheat and everything just rashes out.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. So how long does that take to get better?
Well, now I have this industrial strength cortisone that I put on these little spots, and then it's a day or two.
Dude, you should be exercising with that cortisone. That's a steroid, bro.
I actually, because of my rashes, I had to go get a cortisone shot, which I was like, oh yeah, am I going to get like buff now?
If you work out, you will.
But she's like, no, that would have to be a different type of cortisone shot. I was like, what?
No.
Rob, how many props do you need to take your pants off too? Because it looks like that's what people are going for.
Is that what people want?
It's what I think they want it. It seems like they do.
I don't think anybody wanted that. I can assure you that's not what anybody that lives at this house wants either.
Your shirt has to come off if it gets 100K. Otherwise, our word on this podcast is
blown. Yes, yeah. Yes. Our word is our bond, man.
So
I just feel bad that everybody's going to be Tyson and Spencer are just going to be so embarrassed that they have so few props compared to me. I've been love with everybody.
It's worth it to see you topless.
I'm accepting embarrassment a lot in life lately.
Yeah, I don't even feel it anymore. I'm so numb.
But did you guys see on Snapchat this week when Tyson was shamed by Rachel, who was passed
out? She copied me, dude.
No. Well, she wrote fart over you.
I know, that was pretty good. So Rachel and Baby Bergen were both asleep, so I drew mustaches on them. My first inclination was to draw dicks on their faces. And then I was like, inappropriate for a baby girl. And so I didn't draw dicks on their faces. And then Rachel did me, and she like went way further than I did as far as taking a picture of me sleeping and drawing on my face. And she actually said, I was going to put a dick in your mouth, but I thought that would be inappropriate. It's funny that Rachel and I both had the same idea to draw dicks on each other's faces on Snapchat.
Yeah. Now, is that the new in 2015 where somebody falls asleep, instead of actually drawing on them with a marker, you take a snap picture of them and then draw on them on Snapchat? Because I would much prefer that.
Yeah.
I'm sure high school kids and college kids and my friends are still doing the Sharpie and then adding emojis on top of it, doing a more of a three-dimensional dick going on here.
Oh, yeah. Do they have an emoji dick, or is that like...
Yeah, no? They got the asparagus or whatever.
That counts.
The eggplant. So you would draw the eggplant, and then you'd use the Sharpie to finish it.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, but can't you just do that to somebody if they're awake?
Draw a dick on their face?
Probably I could just snap this right now and then go ahead and do whatever I want to that picture.
Yeah, but there's no shot because I figure that's probably what you'll do. It's better when I wake up like 6 hours later, and as I'm lying in bed at like 3 a.m, I'm like, oh, she got me.
What if it's like, hey, Tyson, I'm such a big fan of yours. Can I take a selfie with you?
That would be awesome. I'm going to get a bunch of tweets now with people drawing dicks on my face of this image that I'm on right now.
Yeah, that would be the move, if you can then be the person who takes selfies with people and then defaces that picture on Snapchat and then tweets it to them.
The other thing too is like Spencer with his sensitive skin, you don't want to take a marker to that. So the only thing you can really do to not permanently damage him is draw a virtual dick on his virtual face.
Oh, no, here's something funny. My buddy somehow ended up with all the videotapes from our vacation. And like a few years ago, I was watching them. And when I passed out in Maui, they drew stuff all over my face,
like
everywhere. Inappropriate things.
Like one thing. Name one thing.
Just the good old dicks and vaginas. Anything you can think of. And then they washed it off. So then I took their photos or whatever. I never even knew.
Was it like dry erase marker? How did they do that?
And they scrubbed it. I don't know.
That's why your skin is so damaged.
I know. You know what it was? It wasn't Sharpie. It was like eyeliner or something.
Oh, makeup.
So, and then I saw this video later. I'm like, those mother. It's like 10 years later.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's slick. My finger, so good. I'm so glad I deleted that like 50,000 emails, because my finger, I can get robbed to 100,000 props so easy.
Oh yeah, I haven't been prop bombing Rob, but I can.
Not necessary. We should focus on the show this week.
Okay, let's focus on the show. Yeah. So Rob, I want to talk a little bit about you. You went to Palm Springs.
Yes.
And you ignored my recommendation to go to Melvin's, which is a swanky, classy steakhouse where all the crooners of yesteryear go.
Yes.
And instead you went to a bistro that looks like yogurt land, like the white tile and like the cute, like college students sit in the background and stuff.
Yes. Yes.
Was that more romantic than Melvin's would have been?
Yeah. Tyson was trying to get me to go to, we went to Palm Springs for celebrating our anniversary for one night, whether it was last month, but we got together and we went out, we had somebody to watch the baby. And we went away for one night in Palm Springs. And we were looking for a place to go. And Tyson was saying to go to this place that had like old guys cooking steaks at the table
in their tuxedos.
And I was trying to tell Nicole that Tyson said it's hilarious. And she was just like, I lost her at old guys. I lost her at hilarious.
What about tuxedo?
Whoa.
Have you been to Melvin's, dude? Have you been to Melvin's, Spencer?
Hold on. Let's just get down to business. Why didn't Nicole fall onto the grill and sue this place like Tori Spelling is Bendy Honda?
Good point.
You could have done it. You could walk in a millionaire.
Your pregnant wife hits the grill. You would have had a way better case than Tori Spelling.
Well, this Melvin's, dude, it's where all the Rat Pack used to hang out and high five each other and be all swanky and stuff. And Rob was like, that's not romantic enough for me and Nicole.
We need a lot of romance.
And then, Rob, what happened with the eggs? Why is she calling you so rigid? You have eggs every morning cooked exactly the same way.
Yeah. We did a Periscope on the way down to Palm Springs. And we were actually, right before we went on the Periscope, we were talking. And she was talking about how I'm so annoying to live with. And I had asked her,
Is that really anniversary vacation talk?
I forget how we got on the subject. And she was talking about what a pain in the ass I am to live with. And I said to her, what do I do that bothers you so much? She's like, well, every day you cook eggs and you have to have them. And if you don't have them the way you want them, then you're set off for the whole day. I'm like, and in what way does this bother you? What I eat for breakfast? She's like, I said, okay, let's go on Periscope to talk about this. And this conversation continued on into Periscope. And I felt like most people on Periscope had my back on this. There were few and far people between that agreed with Nicole on this.
You know that breakfast is one of the top three most important meals of the day, dude. And so like, you got to get it. Spencer has eggs almost every day in his breakfast burrito.
Every day.
Yeah.
Even for lunch and dinner sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, I try to make my burrito a lunch breakfast thing.
A brunch burrito. Yeah,
that's what it is. And, you know, I thought about giving up the burrito and I was like, I go to bed thinking about waking up for the burrito. How could I give that up?
So yeah, it gives you something to live for every day.
I am enjoying that Nicole is getting way more comfortable on Snapchat.
See, I don't know if she's really comfortable. I think I'm getting braver about snapping her.
Yeah, you're getting braver about confronting your wife about your personal issues via a public platform.
Yes. And so she was trying to say that I'm very rigid and that's why I have to have the eggs that way. And I said that was not the case.
She even said hashtag rigid Rob.
Yes, that was a hashtag.
Did she come up with that on the spot or has she been calling you that for years?
No, I think that was new.
Hashtags were invented.
That was new.
That's what she texts his family members about him.
That was new to me, rigid Rob. I had not heard that before. But that's the thing. Oh, and then sure enough, you know, I did have my eggs this morning.
Scrambled even on vacation just to prove to her.
Right.
Are these cage-free eggs or do you just want any type of egg?
I'll eat anything. My preference is an organic egg because I ask my wife, do I need to eat organic eggs or eat a regular egg? She said, oh, you need organic. So we just went with that.
And you always have to have them sunny side up?
I like to, yeah. Basically over soft. I like a little, you know.
Oh, a little liquid.
Yeah, a little bit. Like 90-10 cooked. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A little bit.
That's a pretty standard cook for an egg.
I didn't think I was doing anything out of the ordinary. I don't know why it annoys my wife. When you're married as long as I am, then just anything you do, like, oh, why do you have to breathe so loud?
Yeah.
Once you hit five years.
I get it.
Heidi and I have been married longer than you guys?
Probably, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, Spencer, can I ask you a question? I was just, when we were talking about Tori Spelling, that got me thinking about how they do all these movies on Lifetime about the unauthorized, like they're doing the unauthorized 90210 movie soon. Are you thinking about that there might be an unauthorized Hills movie coming in the future?
Why don't we make that?
Well, if you're involved, I think by your involvement, that would make it authorized.
No, but I was never authorized for anything.
Who could play your part?
All right, so you're doing it. You're you. Or you should play Brody in the unauthorized version. And you show somebody else that plays you.
Yeah, because
I think I should just be a consultant.
Yeah, like when Diddy would, or like, it's basically like Straight Outta Compton. It's like Ice-T and Ice Cube and Dr. Dre were working on Straight Outta Compton.
Making themselves look cool.
Are you going to do a couple push-ups real quick before you get to this 100,000 props? Because the countdown is live.
Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Push-ups? You got to count them out loud. If you can take your mic with you to the floor, that would work too.
Everyone, please prop bomb Rob right now.
He doesn't even need it.
Yeah. So he can just finish this off and just break the...
And again, for this is a podcast. It's really theater of the mind. So you really don't even need to do it. It's a little bit like old school.
Yeah, you can just count out the push-ups without even really doing them. It's like War of the Worlds.
Yes. Yes. That's what this is. Exactly. All right. Very, very distracted right now as in terms of what else we have to talk about.
I'm so excited right now. You didn't think you were going to do this podcast and no shirt on. So funny.
I got to be honest, I didn't think that was a realistic possibility 15 minutes ago.
100,000?
What's the record?
So easy. Podbod, dude. We talked about this on your Snapchat too.
Yeah, yep. It's true.
You got a podcasting buddy.
Here he is. Rob's at 100,000 props.
Rob, you want to start popping?
All right.
100,000, he has to take his shirt off like me.
I took this shirt off. There you go.
Oh, you're going to get in trouble with your fans, dude.
Don't do that. That's not even funny.
If you have an undershirt on under that t-shirt, you can leave your undershirt.
No undershirts or anything. This is ridiculous.
Oh, boy. I'm pretty sure that... I want to get the go-ahead from Blab that they want this, because I feel like this is not the kind of site they're trying to run over here.
Oh, they're going to Blab. Blab is going to let us do this.
I'm pretty sure that this was not what they had in mind when people stripping during Blabs.
Oh, look at all these people calling
people
you.
Mad. Yeah.
Look at.
People are mad. Give them what they want.
Furcon R said they want that. He's from Blab and he said he wants it. Look at all these people calling you dick teeth, dude. All these people are calling you dick teeth.
I'm going to have to end the podcast tonight if you don't fall through. I click so many times.
All right. Oh, I have to take my headphones off.
Yeah, take your headphones off. Spencer, we can say whatever we want about him right now. What do you want to say about Rob?
Rob's a podcast magic mic right there.
Oh, he did it.
Now, this is what what you look like when you podcast 100 podcasts a day and watch every episode of Survivor over the last 14 months.
Hashtag free the nipple. Nipples.
This is the lowest moment of the podcasting career.
I'm going to screenshot this and then draw some dicks in your mouth and then I'll draw something on your boobs too.
Yes. This is officially the day that I am now body shamed into going back to exercising this week.
Next time you're going to have to set a loftier goal, like 500,000, dude.
I thought 100,000 was safe. I didn't see that coming.
No, I thought, because I felt like, what was the record before this? Like 5,000?
I don't know.
Boy, did not see that coming. I got to be honest.
Somebody said 200,000.
Yeah. The record's 200,000, dude.
So where do we go from here?
I think we got to get your pants off somehow.
I need to get it some cortisone.
For your underarms?
It's itching over here, right here.
Just scratch it. Are you not allowed to scratch?
Yeah.
It just makes it worse.
Yeah. No, I'm fine. Okay. What now? Where do we go from here, Tyson?
Oh, I can tell you about my weekend a little bit.
Yeah, how was your weekend?
Well, so every year they do the Sheepdog Championships. I think I've talked to you about this before, maybe. If you've ever seen the movie Babe, it's like that, but without pigs. It's with sheepdogs. And they go and round up the sheep and run them through this obstacle course. And we go to it every year. It's a lot of fun. We took Bergen to it this year, and she fucking hated it.
Oh, no.
So we were there 5 minutes, flipped around, went and ate, and then came home.
How long of a drive to get there?
Like half an hour.
Oh, that's matter. Is yeah. that the sheepdog that rode the that bull that was all over the internet?
No, the sheepdogs don't ride the bulls. They just round up sheep.
No, no, no. This sheepdog rode a bull.
That would probably have won the competition here. This is the sheepdogging world championships.
They don't have an electric bull on deck?
No, but they do splash. Oh, I saw the electric bull. No, yeah. but they do a splash dog competition.
Oh, so you saw the electric bull.
I saw it on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Not there. And then today we were scheduled to go to a rodeo, which was twice the drive. And I was like, it's going to be the same thing. If my daughter hates dog competitions, do you really think she's going to like bull and horse competitions?
But does she even know that she's there?
I don't think so. I think the heat plus the wind plus the dust was a little too much for her.
Yeah.
And so, all the people.
And all the people. I was stoked to do a whole Snapchat story and show people how adventurous I am and what cool things I do. And then it ended up me just sitting home watching Narcos on Netflix all day long. How was that? Pretty good. It made me want to be like a drug guy, but not take it so far as Pablo Escobar so that I don't get killed at the end.
Mm.
Yeah, like just a guy that's flying the planes around.
Yeah, buying his private island in the Bahamas. That's cool.
Yeah, just, you know, chilling. You know, speaking of drug cartels, I just followed El Chapo's son on Twitter. He has the best twit pics ever.
What are they?
Like guns, money, cars, watches, lions, tigers, bears. It's awful.
Oh, wildlife. You know I can get behind some wildlife pics.
His name's like something Guzman.
Guzman.
Carlito or something.
Sounds pretty good.
All right. You want to hear some voicemail? We got so much news to get to today.
Okay.
Okay. You want to hear voicemail?
What's the temperature like there in your studio, Rob?
It is 73 degrees.
He's so gangster. He's got his...
Whoa, dude, are you kidding me? Is that for your vocals? Like, you know how Aretha Franklin won't perform unless it's exactly 68 degrees?
It's
with that 90% humidity?
Well, sometimes it's like, boy, it's hot in here. It's and it's equipment. Like, oh yeah, it's 92 degrees in here. I better put the air conditioner
It's 92
on.
Degrees in there?
No. It's 73 degrees in here right now, but sometimes...
That's the perfect temperature.
Yes, perfect.
Did you know that babies... If they have less of a chance of dying from SIDS if it's between like 68 and 72 degrees.
I did not know that.
Well, for your upcoming baby, that's just like an info that you can have from me free of charge.
I'll pass that along to Nicole.
Yeah. She's what does most of the caretaking?
Yeah, she does. And she makes most of the rules, really.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that she'll probably
be more of like a rule-less guy, like kind of just right. do whatever you want.
Yeah. Also, inevitably, at some point, tonight, when Nicole finds out about this, then she's going to be really annoyed.
How jealous is she going to be that you have your shirt off on Blab?
Jealous, I don't think it's going to be the right word.
What's the word going to be? Embarrassed?
Yeah, that might be.
Well, if I get to 50, I'm going to have to pop my shirt and Rachel's going to walk in on all three of us with our shirts off, just having a virtual J.O. circle.
I don't even want to know what
that's
saying.
There's no segue with that. Let's go ahead and let me play a voicemail. I'm off my game now.
Hey, guys. Question today for Tyson. Looking at his Snapchat, most of his friends are bald, while Tyson has long, luscious locks. I want to know, what's going on there?
And Tyson, why do you have all bald friends?
Just it's the same reason that a pretty girl surrounds herself with ugly girls.
Is that what it is?
My hair look better. No, I think I only have one bald friend, but he's probably the friend I hang out with the most right now. So you see him the most on Twitter. I also have a friend who's got hair as long as mine with a beard as long as my hair.
Why do all your friends have beards?
That's probably the better question.
Because I hang out with dope ass bros. Spencer.
Well, why don't you have a beard is the better question.
Because my face is too patchy, dude.
Mm. You really can't just grow it out?
Is the reason why you have such long hair, is that almost from the side? If I look profile, I was like, is that guy have a long beard? Oh no, it's just his hair.
Yeah, and with it this long, let me set down the microphone so the sound might be a little subpar for a second. You can do like your own thing. Like if I tie it underneath my chin.
Yeah, fake beard.
See what I did
that
there?
That works.
Yeah. So anyways, all my friends have just always been fans of beards because they could, like one of my closest friends, I think he had a beard in like seventh grade.
Yeah.
And he's just always had a beard since then. So yeah, I guess I'm just attracted to beards for some reason.
Would you be friends with a guy who doesn't have a beard?
Well, I'm friends with you and Spencer. So that's two guys that don't have beards. So yeah, I guess so.
Spencer, are you okay? You look like you're getting a little down.
Oh yeah, are you sick of this conversation?
I was trying to figure out what emojis to draw on your guys' faces in my Snapchat, and then I was so overwhelmed, I just gave up and wrote the spice in our live on Blab.
Oh, that's so funny.
Maybe I shouldn't do this drunk.
All right, I've got one more question. This is from Anna. Let's try this one.
Come on, Anna.
Hi, Spicen. This is Anna from Minnesota calling. I'm a teacher getting ready for the first day of school this week, and I was wondering, what were you guys like in elementary school? Were you more class clown, teacher's pet, or something else? I'd love to hear some fun stories. Thanks. I love the show. Bye.
Do you guys have any elementary school stories?
Yeah.
Are they good?
It's pretty good.
Okay.
So in third grade, for my birthday, my uncle gave me this it was a nickel, but it was a squirt gun nickel. So on the back, you fill it with water, and then there's a little hole drilled in the nickel, and you're like, hey, look at this nickel. And then you push it, and it squirts water in your eye. And I was like, okay. So I was just chasing people around, like trying to squirt this nickel at them. And my uncle was like, no, what you got to do is say, look at this nickel. It's like a historic nickel from the year, whatever. And so I had this whole spiel down, and I did it to my teacher, who I thought would think it was hilarious. I squirted her right in the eye, like full blast with this thing. And I had to sit by her for like the whole rest of the year. You know how they scoot your desk up right next to there so they can watch you? I also had my mom come to school with me once to shame me.
Yeah, what happened?
I just wasn't doing any of my work. So they invited my mom to come to school. So she sat right next to me all day one day in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was terrible. And she's like, I don't understand why your teacher's complaining. You're like a perfect student. I was like, hells yeah, I am, mom. I've always been that way.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't think I have any good elementary school stories. I was just always in the principal's office.
You went to the principal's office all the time. Why?
Just being a bad kid, I guess. I don't know. Trying to make people laugh. Ha ha ha. One time I got in a lot of trouble for all my buddies were like peeing all over the walls at school, and I didn't even pee on the walls, but I was like, yeah, I did it too. And like the teacher heard me. So I went to the principal, and the principal was like, why'd you pee all over the walls? Like, what were you thinking? And since I didn't really pee on the walls, I was like, I don't know. But I got in trouble for peeing everywhere, and I didn't pee anywhere.
So this is an episode of Sopranos once, I think.
Yeah, where the guy peed on the wall and blamed the other guy for peeing on the wall.
That really did happen?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that maybe, true?
Maybe
I saw The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Maybe one of my friends is a writer on it that actually peed on the wall.
Maybe.
Or maybe kids pee on walls a lot.
I think little boys, it's just like a thing. As soon as you learn that you can just whip it out and piss wherever you want, it's like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, that was the big event, though. Like, parents came and everything. I guess it's a big deal when you pee places.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. And I don't really have any good elementary school stories.
Really? None?
I mean, yeah, I'm trying to remember back. I don't really have anything that...
Oh, I got one more.
One more.
This is my best one. In kindergarten, a kid showed me how to break the pencils over your knee because we were too young to break them any other way. So... Nicole, mind your beeswax.
Why are you shirtless? All right. Do you want to get Nicole's take on this? Here, yeah. come over to the microphone.
Don't let me forget this story.
Hold on. You have to talk into the microphone over here.
Why are you shirtless? Yeah,
talk into the microphone. You got to talk.
Why people. Are you shirtless?
Nope. You got to look at the screen, Nicole.
We need to hear you.
Nicole, we can't hear you.
They can't hear you, Nicole. Is that can you hear on this mic? Is that mic on? Tap on that mic.
No, I can't hear anything. We need to have her on your mic, I think.
Okay, all right. You want to come over here?
Turn your screen off so that she's not on. Okay, I can't see you. Okay. I can't see you, Rob.
Okay.
I can't see you.
Why is everybody naked?
What? I can't hear. Put the mic closer to her mouth.
Can you? Are you messing with her?
Yeah, I'm messing with her.
All right, there you go. It was Spencer's fault.
Yeah, Spencer is the bad example.
No, it's the heat rash.
All right. Are you mad?
You're naked.
I'm not naked. I have pants on.
That's what they
mean. All right.
Are you really in trouble a little bit?
I don't think so.
Okay.
All right.
It looks like you're in trouble a little bit.
There you go. All right.
Okay. Back to elementary school.
Back to elementary school.
So my friend taught me how to break pencils. So one recess, instead of going to recess, I snuck in the kindergarten room, broke every single pencil from every single desk in the entire classroom, like into three or four pieces, and then pieced them back together like they were full pencils.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a full-on investigation. Nobody ever could prove it was me, though.
Until now?
Until now, but I think the school's been torn down since then, so I think that I'm safe.
Okay.
Actually, there was a good story. I got kicked in the head in elementary school so hard that I got stitches in my eye, like legit American Ninja flying kick to the head.
Who did that to you?
Just some big bully. But
do you remember his name so we can get him back?
I forgot it. I did know it. Maybe earlier today I would have remembered.
Text me when you know and we will hunt that guy
down. We'll look him up on Facebook.
Yeah, and befriend him. And then we'll become friends with him and he'll think we're true friends.
Oh, Daniel. Daniel, maybe? I think.
You know that movie, The Gift?
Dan Sinensky?
We'll gift him. We'll the gift him.
But I mean, I'm talking real deal flying karate kick.
Daniel Utzinger?
Did somebody say Daniel Utzinger?
I did.
No,
was it Daniel Utzinger?
No, he was way older than me.
Okay.
Dan Foley?
I don't think it was Dan.
Daniel Liu?
We'll never know. He doesn't want to out this guy because Spencer's a bigger man than the bully.
Okay. Speaking of some of those great Dans, Tyson, have you been following the ET Canada battle for the greatest survivor of all time?
Yeah, people tweet that to me every once in a while. I think I'm still leading the charge.
Spencer, are you keeping up with this?
Yeah, Tyson's winning.
Yeah, I'm winning my bracket.
Yeah. So as of right now in the brackets, Tyson is matched up against Ethan Zahn.
But I'm crushing him, right?
I believe as of right now, you are winning. Let me get to the results page. Let me just blow through voting for everybody real quick. And then let me get to the top. Okay, here, let me vote for Tyson again. And then Amanda versus Stephanie LaGrosa. Who should I vote for, Tyson?
If you pop into our blab right now, it looks so creepy.
How come you don't have sunglasses on, dude? This is better because you don't know if I'm looking at the camera or the screen. So I think it's more professional.
It's more professional.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
there you go. See, isn't that nice?
Here we go. All right. So headed into round two in the battle for the greatest survivor ever. Tyson, thank God you and I are on the opposite brackets. Otherwise, we don't have to run into each other.
We can meet together in the finals.
Yeah, Tyson is at 64% versus Ethan Zahn. That's pretty good.
Oh, I'm crushing his ass.
Yeah, and Tyson, so you know who my second round matchup is in this contest?
Yep.
Who is it?
Penner.
Yeah, that's right. It's Penner versus Rub. And so the other night, Penner tweeted something like, Sister Nino, he's an imposter. I'm gonna buzz like a butterfly, sting like a bee. He's got nothing except a crappy impression of me. And then so I tweeted a picture, like an animated GIF of Penner getting hit by the rickshaw on Seinfeld. And I was like, Penner, I'm gonna run you over just like this. And then I don't think he knew necessarily about the contest. I think he was replying to somebody else for like, oh, Rob, you do the best Penner impression. And I think he might have been replying to that. And then I think he felt like I felt bad that I'm like, oh, no, Penner is like, he's like, run me over as in my cup runneth over. I don't think he knew why I said I was going to run him over.
Yeah, he doesn't get humor.
It was like, awkward. Cool. It was an awkward Twitter miscommunication.
All Twitter communications with him awkward? Because remember when Rachel and him had a battle and he was just kind of like, what?
Was that the guy Rachel said, well, his girlfriend's way hotter than your wife?
Yeah.
And then his wife chimed in and was like, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So Tyson, next week, when you move on, I'm feeling pretty good about battle. You. It's going to be you versus Amanda Kimmel. in round three.
Should be no contest. Yeah. And then who do I have after that, would you think?
And then it's the winner of whoever comes out of Sandra Diaz Twine versus Brian Heidek.
It's going to be Sandra, and that's going to be a tough one because she's been really crushing all of them.
Sandra crushed Jenna Maraska this week.
Yeah, that's probably pretty easy to do.
And then, so it looks like, and then for me, then I guess I'm going to take on the winner of, looks like, Malcolm versus Ozzy. Could be running.
Oh, that's going to be tough, dude.
Malcolm is winning over Ozzy. This will be
barely, though.
Yeah, so this is going to be a pretty wild matchup of me versus a former Mr. Survivor.
Oh,
very awkward.
Shit.
And then I got to play, and then if I move on, I go into the final four against whoever comes out of the matchup between Cochran versus Colby.
It should be Cochran, probably.
Courtney Yates is 49 to Colby Donaldson 51. That's neck and neck. That could switch by the end of the week.
That could swing.
Yeah.
When I've been voting, I've been voting for Courtney.
Yes. Okay. Oh, so you've been voting on the regular?
No, I voted twice.
Yes. Spencer, have you voted
for
us?
You have to vote to see the
results. Yeah.
The results.
No, I had one of my assistant do it.
Okay. Uh-oh. So it looks like Tyson and I are moving on to the Sweet 16 and the greatest Survivor player of all time. Very exciting stuff.
That is cool. All Spencer, as long as you have someone representing you voting, then that's enough for me.
Oh, I got Drop Dead Fred on it.
All right. You ready to talk about the news?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. It's crazy, but it happens. Spice and every cap it. All right, Spice and News is here. We got a lot of news stories this week.
Hells yeah, there has.
I mean, if we did all of them, this would be like a four-hour show.
That's because my friend Danny Bryson, he's a news aficionado, kind of like Spencer, and he started texting me so many news stories that I just sent them all to you guys.
All right, let's start with this one, because this was the one that was most interesting to me, and I'd love to get your take on it. So there's a new website.
Is this the poop in the bed?
Nope.
One?
No.
All right, go on. Sorry to know.
And so there's a new website called celebvm.com. which allows fans to pay celebrities to make them personal video messages. The fans simply submit whatever information they want, and the celebrity says it in the video, and then they get the link to download within a few weeks. Celebrities get paid in full for the video, plus a 10% fee. So,
Why the hell didn't we think of this?
CelebVM.com. So, Spencer, have you thought about signing up for celebvm.com?
Well, my experience from doing all these type of things where people get you leaving messages, you call them. I spent a good year of my life on this thing. I think it was called whosay.com, where no joke, I talked to 1 million people and like some people for 20 minutes at a time. I never received $1. I was a 1-900 number for free. So whoever runs Who Say, you owe me money. Anything. Give me something. I mean, there's people to this day that tweet me. Remember we talked for an hour and a half on Who Say? And I'm like, I do actually. I do.
Yes, I remember all of it.
You talk all these people. What did people want to talk about?
Everything. I was a full scale therapist giving horrible advice.
Do you think all those people are living in their parents' beach house now?
I don't know, but my clock's counting down, I'll tell you that much.
Okay, so a couple things of note.
I've been looking in a tent at REI lately.
A couple things of note with this. So one, I was interested to know if Spencer would want to get on this. It sounds like no.
If they pay, I'm ready. If they pay, I need upfront money, though. I need a little something.
All right.
I need...
Butter
my lips, baby.
So number two, then Tyson, there are several people that we know from the reality TV world that are already on this.
Okay, how much money have they made?
I can't tell you how much money they've made. There is one Survivor person on here that we can request a video from. Tyson, do you want to guess who it is?
Johnny Fairplay.
That's right.
Is it?
Yes.
He'll do anything, man.
Johnny Fairplay. So for a video recorded from Johnny Fairplay, $25. That sounds a little high.
Sign me up. I'll take $25.
I'll tell you guys what.
I do blab for free. Yeah.
Send me $10 and I'll get you a video of Johnny Fairplay.
All right, here's the and they everybody has like their own video that's on here. Let me see what happens if you play it. This is 8 seconds.
Okay.
I don't know.
That was Fairplay.
That was dope.
I didn't sell me.
Why do you why is there a video? It's just a picture of him.
Is that the soundtrack of Babes in Toyland or something?
It's like, why did they put this on YouTube? So that's $25 for a Johnny Fairplay video. Turnaround time is in 2 weeks. All right. And then there's a few Big Brother people on here also.
Wait, did you think of Blabber Day or did they already come up with that? You did? You're a marketing genius, Rob. I was just, that totally blew my mind.
Okay. All right. It looks like that not everybody from Big Brother. I saw that Rachel Riley is on here and Gina Marie also from Big Brother is on here. So my question is, all right, so what celebrity do we want to get a celeb VM from? What do we want them to say?
I want Ron Howard's brother.
Yeah. Okay. From Big Brother, here's who's on from Big Brother. Okay. Rachel Riley.
Has to be from Big Brother.
Yeah. He's Rachel Riley, Zach Rantz, and Gina Marie and Frenchie from Celebrity Big Brother, Spencer.
Oh, I know. I love Frenchie. Frenchie's and Heidi is, that's one of Heidi's favorites. I'll pay $25 for that.
Yeah.
How much is Frenchie's?
How much is Frenchie?
Frenchie is, to get a video from Frenchie. Gary Busey was on here. He was $200. Here's Frenchie. Hers is $50. Here's what she says. 20-second video.
Video messages for you guys for any promotion you might have got, or bachelor party, birthday, wedding, divorces, whatever you want. Make sure to check me out on celebvm.com/Frenchie, and I can do any kind of video you guys want.
Whoa.
See you later.
Okay.
Whoa. any video.
We need to pool our money together and then have somebody and then say, hey, this is, you know, and we can get Gary Busey for $200.
Well, why don't we put it on the wish list?
On the wish list? No, you can't do a video. I don't think they have a wish list on here.
Speaking of wish lists and needing money, do you guys want to get down on my GoFundMe Kickstarter to go get the Nazi gold in Poland?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm out. I'm out.
All right, whatever.
Why are you out?
I want my room to be as dark as yours.
Yeah, what's going on with the lights in at your house?
Oh, it's just getting darker and darker outside. I like to use natural light only.
Is that really what's going on? It seems like dark very quick.
Yeah, that is something turned off.
No, nothing turned off. That's real. Let me show you real quick with so I have windows all over my whole see? Mm-hmm. That's all windows. And that's just all started getting dark. Do you want me to turn on a light? Or I think this is kind of sexy, right?
No, the glasses, you're popping right now.
Yeah, well, can I turn off the lights in my room?
Yes. Oh, that'd be so awesome.
Yeah,
that'd
be good.
For a fleeting moment, I had my glasses so high.
Heidi and I used the clapper for our Christmas tree. It's incredible. We took it from Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, the insurance guy?
No, the actor.
Oh.
I'm still interested. So is there any celebrity that you would want to get from celeb.vm? I mean, am I out on a limb on this one? If you guys think this is a dumb idea, I'll drop it.
No, I think, let me think of, yeah.
I mean, what are they doing in the video? Are they just sitting? Like, do they have their shirt off at least?
I guess Buscemi and Ron Howard's brother together.
I don't think shirts should be on.
So they have like TV personality. They have all these different categories.
Is Steve Buscemi there?
I don't think Steve Buscemi is on here, but we can get a different
Ron
guy
Howard's
from Sopranos.
Brother.
Is Jersey, is the situation on there?
There is a Jersey Shore category, and it is in the Jersey Shore category. So you could get either Angelina. That was the woman that got kicked off Jersey Shore. She got voted out.
Oh, yeah. Now she's trying to make a buck.
Yeah, you could get her. For how much? How much do you think? What's the guess?
15.
15?
No. Nope. 100.
25.
Oh, I thought she'd go high just thinking that she had an inflated ego.
There's actors, athletes, musicians, and comedians. What about comedians?
There's no podcasters.
Not
section?
Yet. We could be comedians? The first podcasters.
Let's see. I like Tom Segura as a comedian.
Okay, let me see if he's on but there.
Comedians, you can just go to their shows and then they'll talk to you for free.
Yeah, I don't see any comedians that I recognize. King Kong Bundy, the WWF superstar.
Did you know that I was contemplating cutting my hair, but now that I see how radical I look, I was going to say how sick I look, I think I'm not going to cut it at all, ever.
Yeah, it definitely looks better in darker light.
That's a compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, so just FYI.
Yeah.
We could get Coolio.
We could get Razor Ruddock, my buddy from Celebrity Big Brother, I guess.
What about Snapchat Spencer? Is he on there?
for 10K, somebody says.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So you guys this week, let us know in the comments who is the person from CelebVM that CelebVM.com that we're going to pay to record an intro for the Spicin' Hour. Like, hey, this is Coolio, and you're listening to this is always a fantastic voyage on the Spice and
Coolio
Hour.
Would be dope.
That's $100. I thought that's a little out of our price range.
Coolio is?
I don't know. That's expensive, Coolio.
$100?
Yeah.
I did the math and it made like $1,100 an hour playing Survivor.
Yeah. Let's see. We'll look into it. We'll look into this. Let me just look at actors real quick.
One of our fans here said, Eric, he said paying Rachel Riley $100 to do something she would do for free would be kind of funny.
I guess so.
She's always texting me asking me to be on her podcast. And I always say, no, I'm a loyal RHAP patron.
Yeah.
Oh, is she a Survivor competitor?
She's a big
brother.
She's
not a competitor.
No, she's not a competitor. She does reality TV.
Yeah. Yeah, she talks about reality TV. There's more than one. It's not like we're on the same time slot. Oh, Willow, the guy who was Willow, and then I believe he was also
in Short Life, Short something with Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, he's currently unavailable. That would be a good thing to do.
Is Stephen Baldwin on there?
I don't think so. Not yet.
You already know him. He baptized you, bro.
That's what I mean.
I need him to baptize me.
I was wondering.
Oh, he can baptize us.
If he did that on video for people.
Could we start officially baptizing people?
Yeah. My last name is Apostle.
Yeah. So the first time we get somebody on the blab, then they'll be baptized. Okay.
I just blessed you.
So I don't want to spend too much more time on this, so people are probably already turning the show off, but I'm very interested in the celebvm.com.
Scott, please edit that all out. Thank you.
All right.
Let's talk about the dolphin lady.
All right. Talk about the. All right. So set this up, Tyson. What's going on with the dolphin lady?
Okay. So apparently there's some lady who is having a baby, which is not uncommon for a woman to do.
Sure.
She's pregnant, also not uncommon for a woman to be. And she wants to have a midwife deliver her baby, also not unheard of. But this is the crazy part. She wants the midwife who delivers her baby to be a dolphin.
Okay.
That's it. People are like a half dolphin lady or something.
Now, are there dolphins that do this?
I don't think any of them are certified.
No, the Russians have them.
The Russians have these midwife dolphins?
Oh, yeah. It's a super communist type of dolphin thing.
So what's the ones with lasers? Is it the dolphins with lasers? Yeah. It's really like a crazy story. Like, it's just like there's doctors on there that are like, we can't recommend this. She apparently already went and met with the dolphin that's going to deliver her baby.
This story is in the Daily Mail.
Shout out the Daily Mail. I love the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
There's video. Did you watch her video?
I couldn't bring myself to watch it, but we can.
I've actually met with that dolphin she's thinking about using.
Yeah.
What else does she do?
That dolphin is on celebvm.com.
Yeah, the dolphin actually specializes also in reflexology, which is interesting. It's just... Why are people so stupid?
Now, why? Because why is she stupid? Because she wants to have the dolphin deliver the baby?
Yeah.
Why is that
dolphins
stupid?
Dolphins are actually apex.
Their dolphins are smarter than people.
Dolphins are apex predators. So while we think they're friends to humans, they're not always, and they may just chomp that baby the second that there's blood in the water.
Mm. Speaking of dolphins, this guy down the beach that I know, he posted a photo the other day of a dolphin. Did I tell this? Getting eaten up by a shark. And he wrote, for all those people that always say, swim near dolphins, sharks don't like them. Ha, 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 ha. And it's just this shark just covered in blood.
So the video is that sharks love dolphins.
Yeah. Everyone always says, like, swim near dolphins. Dolphins just eaten up. Just, wait, Rob, did you buy that app that Joel Com said where you can make like a Spicin logo
in a widescreen?
No, I didn't play around with it yet.
In the open seat right there, we could have something cool going.
No, I didn't play around with it yet.
Not yet. Tyson, I don't think I would recommend a dolphin midwife.
When baby Bergen was coming into the world, did you and Rachel consider any other mammals to help you guys deliver the baby?
No, I mean, we hadn't even thought of that. We just assumed that only midwives had to be human.
Mm. Did you think about doing a water birth?
I would just let Rachel just choose whatever she wanted to do.
Was that on the table?
A water birth? No, we had seen it, but we did have midwives. We had seen it. We are familiar with a water birth. You can do it in a pool at your house or at a birthing center. But we decided to just go the more traditional route with a midwife instead of a doctor. For money saving purposes.
Whoa, you did not have a doctor?
The doctor was on call in the building. So the midwife delivered.
How much money does it save to not have a doctor deliver your baby? I talk about cutting corners here.
Probably like $5,000, $10,000.
So like some burritos?
Yeah, some burritos. If you get the ones that have gold and diamond shavings in them.
Yeah.
Those are the only kind I eat.
All right. If anybody out there has had a baby delivered by any other mammal besides a human being, I would be interested to know about it.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Yeah.
And you know,
honestly, though, you guys are making fun of this. I would be down to have Heidi give birth by a dolphin.
Like legitimately?
Oh, 100%. If you guys will cover the costs, like...
Well, I don't think you pay a dolphin. I think you just give it...
No. Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's not expensive or cheap, you know, to have a dolphin little baby hospital. Right?
I guess not. I've heard that dolphins, when they have babies, the entire pod of dolphins surrounds the pregnant one while she's giving birth. And that way they protect the mom and baby while they're in that very precarious situation to be out at in nature, because you're kind of helpless. It's like a giraffe drinking water type of thing.
I don't understand the reference.
Giraffes have to like crouch down, and since they're such long, tall animals, to drink water, they have to make sure that there's no predators within a lot of yards of them. Yeah, you never knew that about giraffes?
No, I didn't know that. So what you're saying is that you need a team of dolphins to deliver a baby?
You need a team of dolphins, like a whole pod to surround.
Got it.
Somebody who said this, K-Sev, just said, can we get Colty Colt in the fourth
He's at the strip club.
Yeah, with his buddy Ross.
Quick background for our listeners. The other night on our Love Connection blab, we had this awesome guy named Colty Cole and his friend Ross. That was super buff that we didn't get to see. But Colty Cole said he went to the strip club for the first time, but then it ends up he had a girlfriend that was a stripper. I don't know. It got deep.
In a different town. Canada. And Ross, who had big giant muscles, wouldn't even come on camera to show us how big his muscles were. And then the whole time I was like, I don't even know what this guy's sexual preferences are.
Well, he did say,
and he was high. He was in Colorado, so he was like smoking the legal green.
Only state legal, let's be clear.
State legal.
Okay. Now, this is a story that I felt like Spencer would have wanted to lead with this week. Did you see the news about the Pizzerito, Spencer?
I sent you the link, brah.
All right, fine. In the fiction of the show.
I know. What? There's a pizza burrito?
That's a genius idea.
Oh, my God.
Well, the thing is that the pictures of the pizza burrito that were found.
Don't look great. Which, it's just a burrito set, three burritos set on top of an extra large pizza, right?
Right. Like, nobody is selling it. It's just that somebody took a picture of this like 3 years ago And now the picture, much like the Nazi gold that Spencer is going to go track down, this pizza was discovered.
Yeah, I think we should do our own picture and have it go viral. You know,
all right, so what would we need something to do in the picture besides a screenshot?
Who wrote that?
With dicks drawn everywhere. I think that a real pizza burrito would be like a giant tortilla with beans and rice and everything with another tortilla on top. That would be like a quesadilla, but with all burrito fillings, because that's the shape of a pizza.
No, no. What you'd have to do is you do a pizza and then, you know, they had that a hot dog crust? Instead of the hot dog crust,
Mini burritos,
because I've gotten kid size mini burritos and they could fit in the crust. They're like little taquitos. So when you get to the crust in the end, it's boom, breaded burrito at the end. Bah.
Wow. Oh, God. That's how you do it.
Just game over. Did you guys see McDonald's Twitter meet? Did you guys see that? You saw McDonald's?
No. Oh, what did they say? McDonald's tweeted at you?
Yeah. And they made their own custom meme with just, McDonald's was throwing burritos at me. It was a big event.
Oh, because did you know that McDonald's does a breakfast burrito
all day now? That was their tell. That's what they're telling.
Yeah, that's his big October news 6th. This week. McDonald's is serving October breakfast 6th, all day dude. Long.
Yeah. I'm definitely gonna go in there at like 11 o'clock at night and be like, "Give me a burrito
every day." And because the McGriddles are one of the best meals and probably one of the best balanced meals that a man can have.
A McGriddle,
dude.
Yeah.
I have a serious question though. In the McDonald's breakfast burrito, do they put the McDonald's style hash browns into it? Because if not, I would order that on the side, open it up, put that in, roll back up, and I would have a legit burrito.
Yeah, you're going to have to do that manually because they don't do that.
That's mind-boggling because my favorite food truck, the reason why I love it is the breakfast burrito has one of those like McDonald's hash brown strips in the burrito. Just boom. Just
Sonic does tater tots in theirs, which are also essentially the same thing.
Rob, you're like legit famous on Blab. Look at you.
Why? Go. What happened?
Look at your props. Don't play us.
Yeah, look at your
props, remember
dude.
The first 20 minutes of the show where people gave me 100,000 just for, if you take away my 100,000, it's exactly the same as yours.
You got a legit.
Yeah, but I stopped getting props. I put my foot in my mouth as soon as I got my shirt off.
I put my foot in my mouth in the first 5 minutes, and that is why I have 100,000 more props than you do. All
That's
right.
That's okay. I don't need props to make me feel
all right, this
good.
Is a very relevant story for us right now. So a man was offered a job in Illinois and then had the job offer taken away because he accidentally sent nude selfies to the HR manager of the company, which he was hired. And while they did not press charges, he lost.
What would be the charge?
Well, I think you're not allowed to just send naked pictures to people that you don't, you know. Especially the consenting. HR person at a company.
Yeah, they have to be consenting adults.
I mean, I think that's not even technically, I think it's actually very clearly sexual harassment.
I disagree 100%.
How so?
That's freedom of the press.
What press? It wasn't a newspaper. No press.
Freedom of speech is maybe what you mean.
That's that one, freedom of speech. You should
well,
be
I think still that think that you
is,
can't.
That is a court case, which I think would be a very interesting one of sexual harassment versus freedom of speech.
So and then in the future, they would refer back to that every time someone was hanging dong in public.
So all these people that are getting these like sexting, they could just be making money suing all these people?
I don't know. We need our legal analysts to come on.
Rob just got so political.
I don't know.
I don't know.
We don't know the answer to that question.
with no shirt on.
Yeah, I'm hoping that people aren't going to sue us for harassment when they watch this blab.
They're not suing me, bro.
Yeah. You're in the dark. You're smart.
Yeah.
That's protection from
way
this.
Down.
Is Rachel also just sitting there in the dark?
I think Rachel went to a barbecue and must have snuck out without me noticing.
Is the baby there?
I don't know. I got a job to do, man. I'm not multitasking here. I think she took the baby to the barbecue, but if she didn't, she's in the back room where that light is, attending to the baby.
Mm. How far away is this barbecue?
Like 10 minutes.
Are they serving Chinese?
I think they're serving just regular American style barbecue.
That's lame.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Now, how do you accidentally text nude selfies?
Well, you can have, if you push share and then an automatic share button comes up and it's just your most recent conversation and you send it there, you could do that. Plus, he could have been taking a gamble and be like, I'm either going to like get promoted real quick or they're going to accuse me of sexual harassment, in which case I'll claim that it was an accident. I think it was well played by this young gentleman.
Yeah. Or was it not an accident and then it did not get received? Like this guy thought the interview went really well. He's sending the naked selfies to the woman and then she gets really mad. It's like, oh, it was an accident. I didn't mean it.
What if
I'm flirting?
What if she said to him, we look forward to seeing what you're working with. And then, you know.
Oh, she used all these sexual innuendos.
Yeah, just baited him in there. Because then it's like.
It would be nice to know what you're working with.
Yeah, my friends, but somebody I know. If you were like, we'd love to see your tools you're capable of, you know. You want to see my tool?
We like somebody around here who takes initiative.
Yeah.
Doesn't wait to be told what to do. Really takes things upon themselves to really be aggressive and assertive.
And that's why.
Self-starter.
And that's why I don't get a job in regular society, because I would think that's how you move ahead. Just boom.
Just hanging dong.
Okay.
I had a double entendre.
All right. Another story from this week. So apparently there are...
Sorry. I think we rename the podcast to Three Guys with No Shirts.
And then we have to do this every week.
Yeah, every week. It'd be our niche.
Yeah, it really would be.
Let's see what the listeners think.
Okay.
We can also go back to recording it audio only. That's fine.
Yeah. Or, Rob, are you uncomfortable?
Extremely.
I thought Nicole was feeling it.
She was into it.
Yeah, Nicole was
feeling
it. I thought
Nicole was like, wow.
He was Rob, so horned up, dude.
Rob, so...
She's like, when is this podcast going to be over?
No, I honestly think she thought you were doing like a little private chat with somebody.
Yeah. Rob, shut this off. You're grounded for life, mister.
Grounded for life. All right. So there is a new device which has been invented, which is claiming to enlarge women's breast sizes, cup sizes, by one cup by wearing a vibrating bra.
I think that's been an invention for a while, but I think it's just now coming to the U.S., right?
Now, it was invented in Serbia by women who want larger breasts but can't afford the surgery. All you need to do is wear the bra for 5 minutes, 3 times a day for a week, and your breasts will grow one cup size permanently.
Yeah, I think it jiggles so hard that inflammation occurs. It actually damages the tissues, maybe. I don't know. I don't know about science.
Is that safe? And are we buying this, Spencer?
No, I think...
Are we figuratively buying
it? Yeah, because my
are we literally purchasing it?
I think they should just eat more burritos, because the more burritos I eat, the bigger my titties get.
Yeah, where's the one that shrinks your cup size?
Who would want to shrink their cup size? Are we talking about your cup? Like
yes.
Oh, the crotch region?
No.
What's going on? Yeah. Rob takes his shirt off and just gets all
losing it.
Dark.
Is this a device that feels like this is a scam, right?
No, here's why. I'll tell you, weird things work. When I was in high school.
Is that proven that all weird things work or some weird things work?
That's it. Don't ever question a weird thing. I think it was called, we're not sponsored by this, but I'll give it a plug. I think it was called Absolution, like all in one word. But whatever this was, somehow I was into my six pack in high school and somehow I got sold Absolution. Whatever this stuff was that I rubbed on my stomach, I swear to God, to this day, I looked like I had a 20 pack. And
it
obviously, I think it was back when the ephedrine and stuff was legal. So I think it was just like, I was just rubbing just ephedrine all over my...
Remember Fen?
Yeah, everything that was in my favorite Rip Fuel was in this Absolution. So all I'm saying is the bra could work because Absolution gave
absolutely
me
absolutely did work.
Oh, you know, I had a couple, you know, things going wrong with my, you know, personality, but other than that, it worked.
Okay, get these guys on Shark Tank.
Can you get me some absolution? Do you have any left anywhere?
Hold on, let me Google it and see if it exists. I could have made that.
For the record, this story, which is in the Mirror in the UK, they do have pictures, and they have a before and after, so I don't know.
And how do they look?
I guess it's bigger. I don't know.
You don't know?
Seemingly bigger, but who knows? The head is cut off. It could be two different people.
Yeah, or photoshopped.
Yeah, photoshopped, sure.
Hey, if somebody sneaks in behind me to murder me, just give me a little heads up.
Yeah, I don't think it was made at that shop I went to, because it's not on Google.
Yeah, absolution isn't?
No.
Oh, it was just a private lab mixture?
Yeah.
Jeez, dude.
Yeah, I think the K2 crew made it.
Okay, speaking of K2, MTV is currently looking for Flocka addicts for True Life, I'm Addicted to Flocka.
Oh, they took our whole show.
Are you kidding me?
Next, they're going to be doing the Flocktagon.
The Flocktagon, dude.
This is insane.
Is there a way, Spencer, do you know any legal representatives at MTV?
They're all gone. They're all gone.
Well, let's see. Do we know anybody?
Shout out Kothi Zahn.
Do we know anybody that's on celebvm.com from MTV?
Wait, man, we should just do our own Flocka show. Let's do a K2 show while they're doing Flocka, because maybe MTV doesn't even... Yeah, we're already... Oh, you're on Flocka. Well, we got K2 gone.
Well, maybe can we just find somebody who does K2 and have them in the fourth square here?
Yeah, but I feel like we're going to get a culty cult situation.
No, there's...
And the problem with that would be?
I think culty cult does K2.
I should get him on the podcast.
I will be honest. I spent a good 20 minutes yesterday watching Flocka YouTube videos. I didn't know this was a thing. Oh my God. We joke about it, but to any listeners that were like, oh, I'm going to try Flocka because they talk about it on the Spice Hour. Whoa.
Somebody here, my friend Dean, said he hacked my house and actually magically turned my lights on, and then they did go on.
Wait, hold on. Is this a bit? The lights did go on at Tyson's house. I was reading in the chat room, I just hacked Tyson's house, I'm going to turn his lights on, and then his lights went on.
I can probably piece it together. I'm sure he's with my landlord, and my landlord does probably have an app to control the electricity in here, so I'm guessing that's what happened.
That's terrifying.
Wait, your landlord can turn your lights on and off? That's worse. That's worse than my landlord.
Yeah.
Has your landlord ever turned the lights off on you, Spencer?
My landlord, don't give me. My landlord unfollowed my wife on Facebook.
Unfollowed or unfriended?
Is that true?
That's what level it's at.
One and the same.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
And then I looked on Instagram, and she unfollowed me also. And then she refollowed me, because, you know, when you follow somebody, whoever you follow most recent goes to the top, because I had, you know, so that's what level it is. When your landlord's unfollowing you on social media, it's like, what has the planet become where this is even a possibility?
Who knows?
Crazy. That's nuts. It's crazy. Hey, I look cooler with the lights off. Can somebody turn these lights off?
Can the guy in the chat room get Tyson's lights off again?
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Didn't work.
All right. You know, nobody had to pee today.
Whoa.
The lights are back off at Dyson's house.
We're not done. My tequila is just sitting in.
I did not do that.
Wait, you got a pee break coming up? Because I got to figure out where to do this commercial.
No, do it right now. We don't need a pee break. Okay.
All right. Today's episode of the Spice and Hour is brought to you in part by blueapron.com. And boy, we started getting some Blue Apron over here, Tyson, and it is fantastic.
Yeah, it's great, huh?
Saving my marriage.
Oh, I don't doubt that, dude, with your Snapchats. What meals did you have?
We've had some burgers. We had some good tomato basil burgers that came up. Nicole was making some, I believe it was some Thai chicken last week. And then we got a whole bunch of stuff downstairs. We got some chicken burgers that she's going to be working on. It's fantastic, because my wife only knows how to make a couple things. And this is really injecting some variety into our cooking relationship.
You're sick of Easy Mac and Top Ramen.
He's like a magician. And when you're married, and the magician only knows so many tricks. And then if the magician gets new tricks, then it's like, wow, this show is so much better.
Yeah, yeah, it's
That's
true.
That's what Blue Apron does. It teaches you how to make a whole bunch of new stuff. Sends the ingredients right to your house. Great low-calorie meals, 500 to 700 calories, about $10 a meal. It's fantastic. You got to check out Blue Apron. Right now, this week, if you're on Blue Apron, you can be eating right now. You could be having barbecue roast pork with corn on the cob, potato salad, and quick pickles. And for a vegetarian, calzone with mixed mushrooms and spicy marinara. How about that?
Rob's Pod Bod, brought to you by Blue Apron.
You want a body like this? Yeah, that's right. I can't wait to eat that calzone. All right, so go ahead, try out Blue Apron. Get the first two meals on us. Check out this week's menu. Two free meals on us. Go to blueapron.com/RJP. It's our treat. Two free meals on us. blueapron.com/RHAP. There you go.
Delicious.
All right. Got to keep going with these news stories.
I feel like I sent like 10.
We got a bunch more. We got a bunch more news. I told you I have like 2 hours of news here.
Good.
Let's see. You want to talk about the Taco Bell has a new taco made out of fried chicken?
That's it. You talked
Sounds
about
like
it.
The double down.
Boom. They're on to the next.
That's it?
Yeah.
So we're just like reading headlines?
No, it's not a headline. That's just like.
That's old hat, bro.
It just.
Taco Bell with a chicken.
Yeah.
We already had KFC and the chicken.
Boom.
Thing.
Good to know. Boom. Yeah. I sent it. I'm not hating on it. That's all I expect out of, you know, if I'm a listener, now I know. Boom. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Do I want a chicken taco made out of chicken? It doesn't sound so impressive when I call it a chicken taco, does it?
No.
Fried chicken taco.
Okay.
Fried chicken taco.
All right. So what about this woman at Texas State University that she got a DWI, and then because she had her license and her car taken away, she's driving around the campus in a Barbie toy Jeep.
Wait, what's a DWI?
Driving while...
You mean DUI?
They also call it that.
There's DUI and there's DWI.
I think that means she was high.
Driving while... Oh, okay. Instead of under the influence of alcohol.
I feel like it's a level. I feel like at a certain point...
Driving with influence.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm saying awesome.
Yeah.
What a cool move.
You like this move. It doesn't avoid this... Yeah.
I don't know. I think she looks a little fame hoary. A
lot of people took pictures of this. She bought this car on Craigslist for $60 in the Barbie Jeep. I feel like she's making a mockery of the law. I feel like they should take the Barbie car away.
I think they should impound the Barbie car.
Impound the Barbie car.
Can you get the engine chipped out and kind of get it a little more horsepower, or what's going on with that?
Rob, do you have sunglasses to put on real quick?
I don't have them within earshot or to put on. I own sunglasses.
Yeah, the other thing too is it's like you can really actually walk faster than you can drive a Barbie Jeep.
Yeah, but she's taking a bunch of pictures and posting them on social media of her like goofing off in the Barbie
shaming
car.
Shaming the authorities.
Yeah, and she's like drinking.
Like smiling for your mugshot.
Yeah, like, she's like drinking a beer like in her Barbie car.
Oh, because a Barbie car is open carry.
Yeah. So what do you think of this?
She's whack. wait, I had a good story. What was the one I wanted to
say? Whoa. So, Rob, did we talk all the way about this one that we needed to? I think so.
Unless there's more to add.
That's it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the shower spray.
Okay, you want to talk shower spray? All right, you want to set this up or you want me to take it?
I can set it up.
Okay, go for it.
So, some researchers on the East Coast have come up with this new spray. What's the spray called, Rob? Mother Dirt.
Mother Dirt.
And it supposedly has all the healthy bacteria in it that your skin needs.
It's a probiotic.
It's a probiotic for your skin. So instead of showering, which rinses all that stuff off, you keep adding it to your skin and it keeps you clean. The kicker is they have a picture of a guy who only uses this spray stuff. He looks homeless and he's obviously single.
But he went to MIT.
And he hasn't taken a shower in 12 years, he says. And he looks it.
He does. He definitely looks like he hasn't had a shower in 12 years. If you're not going to have like a hot bikini babe doing this thing, I really feel like there's like the packaging looks great. Everything looks great except for the thing
this
where it's
the
like
spokesman.
I'm the guy who hasn't showered for 12 years. And I was like, I would have guessed 15.
Yeah.
I did order the spray.
Maybe for your rashes.
I did, because I've been told not to, you know, the more I shower, the harder on my skin, and, you know.
Did you really order this spray?
No, but I would.
I'm going to get some for you.
How much is it?
Who cares? Okay, I'm a fucking millionaire.
I'm putting it on the wish list.
Okay. Yeah, let's rethink clean. So they've got free shipping on orders over 75.
Ooh, we got to get at least 75 then.
Yeah. Let's see. Is it faster than taking a shower?
I think it depends on how powerful the sprayer is.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess so. So they have a face and body cleanser, a shampoo, and a mist. And so I'm just trying to look. It's $49. I mean, it's not ridiculously overpriced. You really bought it, Spencer?
No.
Oh.
He bought the idea of it.
Oh, you're buying into it.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
The guy, the picture of the spokesman has sold him on the product.
Got it. We talked a lot about Ashley Madison all the way through this scandal. It turns out that blackmailing people on Ashley Madison was a lot easier than was previously thought. Spencer, had you given any thought to blackmailing people on Ashley Madison?
All my experience in blackmail is it always backfires.
In being the blackmailer or the blackmailee?
I'm usually being blackmailed.
And so it always backfires.
On me.
So you're saying it works for the blackmailer.
Yeah. Tyson, did the guy who hacked into your house and turned your lights on and off, did he try to blackmail anybody on Ashley Madison?
He should have.
Yeah.
I don't know why not. I think it's a form of employment almost, right?
Mm. Yeah.
I remember the news story that we needed to talk about. It was
It
was the update on the Times Square body paint chicks offering blowjobs.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't planning on reading that one, but okay. So Times Square.
But it's an update. Okay, we've already discussed this.
Did we already finish the Ashley Madison thing?
Sorry,
right, we can move on.
But listen to this, Spencer. People are getting on the dark net. They're choosing one Ashley Madison customer. And there's all his info there. So they contact him and they're like, give me 10 grand or I'm going to send this info to everyone you know. And so they've been just getting 10 grand from all of these guys, just random dudes, not even famous people anymore. It's just random dudes that are trying to hide their Ashley Madison account because they don't want their wives to know that they were talking to creepy dudes posing as women on Ashley Madison.
Honey, I don't want you to know I was talking to other guys
that were posing as women.
I got catfish.
We're pretending to have an affair.
I don't know. I think they should just be excited about it.
Who should be excited about it?
The guys that fooled the girls.
But there were
the guys that fooled the girls are excited.
Yeah, the guys that fooled the girls were the people that work at Ashley Madison.
They win.
So they lose. They have no jobs. How much does it cost to join Ashley Madison today?
Now, I bet there's like a discount.
You think it's a discount or you think it's the same price?
I bet it's close. Yeah. You don't think the site's close down?
Don't tell my wife I'm on ashleymadison.com also. There's a lot of tattletales out there. All right. So say I'm a male seeking female. What do they do? I got to sign up. Like, I just want to know how much it costs.
Oh, I got some cool stuff going on too.
Okay. FAQ. Let's see.
Rob,
you
want to
know anything
really
on the frequently asked questions on AshleyMadison.com?
Are you a female?
Let's see. Will you give out my private info to marketing companies? Is one of the questions on the frequently asked questions of Ashley Madison. They say, we do not sell, rent, or give away our members' personal email addresses or other personal information to third party companies under any circumstances. However, allow all of your information to be hacked. And released for free.
We won't put proper security measures in place.
Yes. So we will not sell your information to anybody, but we may allow hackers.
I like their style.
Yes. I like this. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. If you're a guy and you're on Ashley Madison looking for an affair now, like, you are one thrill seeker.
Yeah, you're really willing to take risks.
You really like living dangerously at this point.
You don't give a damn.
You're really you're really just getting off on like the thrill of the danger at this point. That's what are you doing? Telling ghost stories over there? You got like a flashlight up to your face in a dark room.
I was copying Tyson. I thought we were experimenting with artistic lighting.
I was trying to, but it made it look like I had devil horns. So I took it. So I took it off. I do not want that image of me portrayed.
Okay,
having devil horns.
Well, let me. Okay, so let's get this news story that Spencer wanted to talk about. Then we'll see if anybody wants to call in on Blab. So the women who were the body painters that we were talking about in Times Square about what to do with the body painting topless women as opposed to us body painted topless men. Apparently tried to offer sexual favors to a police officer as her handler was trying to
handler
sell drugs.
Are you laughing because that's a pimp?
No, like she was offering hand jobs and her handler was, I don't know, it's funny.
Her handler was handling her while she was going to handle other dudes.
And you know, sorry, I don't believe that these are the same women that were the topless painted women. I'm not sure about this.
Allegedly.
Yeah, because I don't think these are the same women. So this woman, she tried to sell the officer, or she tried to sell undercover cops cocaine and 5 Molly pills for $200. Spencer, is that a good deal?
What am I, the freaking... what's that? What's that website?
Oh my God. You're the Blue Book, Kelly Blue Book,
admins.com.
What's the website? The market.
Market value?
No, what's it called? The guy.
Market.com?
No, the guy.
Amazon.com?
Oh, thank you. Silk Road. What am I? Silk Road?
Oh, the Silk Road, yeah, on the dark net.
That guy. Oh, how about the guy? Did you guys hear that Silk Road, the actual DEA agent?
Oh, we're on to something else.
Well, the Silk Road, they busted him. One of the DEA agents then got busted for using the Silk Road before he busted the guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Cops will use evidence in their personal time, I think. So she sold to the cops and the cops decided the price was too steep.
So the whole thing was then they ended up getting the phone number and then they went to go see her at the hotel. And then when they busted her at the hotel, that was when she tried to offer the police officer sexual favors.
I always wonder if these cops if their girl was more attractive, if they, you never hear about those offers, you know?
Right, right. They know that doesn't get reported. Right. Right. But just by the way, that I don't see any connection between this woman and the women that were topless painted in the I know those, the topless women posed with a police officer and this woman offered sexual favors to a police officer. But I do not believe that there's any other connection between these two stories.
No, I think these other women also do topless body paint as well.
And they're in their free time.
I do. Congratulations at 200,000 props, bro.
200,000. What's the record, Blab? What's the record?
You said 200-ish.
No, Brittany. What's the record, Brittany?
As a webcam guy. Yeah, I'm a regular, just getting props here on webcam with no shirt on. Yeah.
Non-stop,
all right, let's take a call. Let's see what Phil has to say. Phil.
This better be good, Phil.
Phil, are you there?
Where is
you have headphones
Colton?
On, Phil?
You have a microphone.
You have a shirt on, Phil. All right, here's...
Rob.
Yes, hey, Phil.
Rob, can you hear me?
We hear you, Phil.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on.
Okay, what's he going to do?
He's popping the shirt, dude.
I'm popping the shirt, boys. Let's go.
It's a thing. It's a thing now. Here's Phil. He took his shirt off.
Phil, how's it going, dude?
How's it going, buddy?
Tyson? How's it going, boys?
4 shirtless dudes online, man.
I really didn't think I was going to get through. This is weird.
You got through. Well, what's going on? Besides, okay, so you got your shirt off now. You're talking to Spicen.
Yeah, what's up, Spicen? Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Not much, dude. Can we give you any life coach advice?
Actually.
Okay, let's hear it.
What's your workout plan? I'm actually more uncomfortable than Rob right now. I got titties.
Impossible.
That's okay.
We all got titties.
The human body's beautiful, bro. It's a beautiful natural thing.
We good.
Oh my God! I feel like I'm being boring now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is my low moment. I'm gonna start my workout
plan
this week.
It's not about being entertaining, man.
Rob, I can't wait to watch you working out on Snapchat.
So what's your life? What's your life? We gotta coach you in your life, man. What do you need?
Okay, I'm 4 years out of high school. I haven't really done anything with my life.
Please, so you're me. What? 31?
How do I get on reality TV? How do I get on reality TV, guys?
Well, this is a good start.
Am I cool enough?
Probably. So far, you're willing to take your shirt off.
I'll do anything, guys.
Yeah.
Anything. Guys, wow. Yeah. They like that.
Whoa.
No.
They like that.
I'm just that little girl got in trouble with the cops.
You should get into Scientology then.
If you'll do I'm anything.
Flocka.
He'll do Flocka?
I won't do Flocka. Whoa. I'm backtracking now.
Okay. Take it back.
I cannot do Flocka.
K2.
No. No drugs. No drug talk. No drug talk.
Okay.
Don't do illegal drugs. All you got to do, man, is be real and go to the auditions and send in audition tapes and stuff. Rob auditioned for years and years and years and years.
No, I didn't.
He was on Survivor All Stars.
No, he didn't.
That was after I was on Survivor. I tried for years and years and years to get back on the show.
Lab Sean VP said the record in props is 215. You're about to beat it, Rob.
We should have that in about 10 minutes.
Yeah. Rob, I straight up, I like clicked it at least 1,500.
Well, thank you.
Because you wanted him to shirt off. How come you didn't?
Yeah, absolutely. I did everybody except Spencer. Man, I kind of left Spencer out a little bit. My bad, Spence.
I ain't sure.
It's not too late. It's not
I'm used to it.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah,
So Phil needs to get on reality TV.
Yeah,
I don't need to get on reality TV. I don't have anything to say.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's fun. Okay. All right. So we'll keep it. If anything comes up, we could think of if Spencer's doing another reality show that will.
Yeah, Spencer.
Keep Phil in mind.
Can I come hang out with you? Can I come hang out at your parents' beach house?
Yeah, they're about to kick me out. So,
you'll have it all yourself.
You'll be the new tenant.
I'm about to be out. Man. You can come visit me in the tent.
I need friends.
If TV picks up this show,
this
you
is
can
a good start.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Damn. All right, Phil.
All right.
Take care.
Adios.
Take care. Bye.
What a cool guy.
All right. Let's see. I got so many people calling in. Okay, let's see. Who haven't we talked to? All right, I don't think we've ever talked to Ryan. Let's try Ryan.
Let's hope he's got a mic.
Hopefully, it has a mic and a headphones. Oh, here's Ryan.
What's up, guys?
How's it Not going? Much.
Pop that shirt real quick, bud.
Okay.
Yes, what a party animal.
Oh man, I can't believe I'm a spice to talk to you guys.
Yeah, you're talking to us,
now, bro.
All right, I want to get
you feel liberated.
I do. It's great.
Well, Ryan has to say something.
I want to say something to Spencer quick.
Hit it.
All right, so Spencer, I know you're a big breakfast burrito, and I am as well. But and you, oh no, did I freeze?
No, you're good.
No, you're good.
Keep going.
Okay. I believe that you think that breakfast burritos are only bad and that you're going to get unhealthy by eating them. Is that true?
I agree.
Don't eat cheese. Don't put cheese in burritos. Don't put potatoes in burritos. That's all you got to know.
But then they're not good anymore.
They're okay.
Yeah, but then I might as well have like a vegetable for breakfast.
I mean, you could still do meat. You could still do guacamole. You just don't want to do like the cheese. Like limit the cheese. Like if you can do that, you're good, man.
Okay.
I'll try. Thank you for the attitude, though.
All right, Ryan. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Shaka Ryan.
The connection.
Stay unfrozen, bro.
Yeah. Don't freeze, bro.
All right.
This is
Meg Chubb.
I thought he was on K2. I'm freezing.
All right. We got somebody else. Who's this?
Guys.
Meg.
What up, Meg?
Hi.
How are you?
What are you wearing?
It's a beaver.
Yeah, girl.
Hey, you know.
You got a beaver on your head.
Spencer
Beavers
went there.
Are cool.
Yeah, yes. Cool. Are you from Oregon or what's the deal with the beaver?
It's just a hat.
Okay, because you know that one of Oregon's mascots is the beaver.
You guys, this is awesome.
Yeah, we're excited about it too.
Spencer, I have to say, hold on.
Don't ask her to take her shirt off. All right, Meg has a question for Spencer.
I'm way too old for that shit, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I thought it was our right. Skit.
Spencer, I'm rewatching The Hills. I just want to tell you that I hate Lauren, and I'm so glad she's out of your life.
Oh, I'm so glad you see that little devil.
She's such
bitch.
A douche, dude.
Oh, she's the worst. That's her with the best editing possible. Can you imagine, like, when dude, they're not trying to edit her to look like good?
She's a horrible person.
She is.
I love you guys. And
thank you for seeing that.
For going shirtless. Holy.
What about me? I'm shirtless too. And so is Spencer.
Yeah, but Rob, come on.
Yo, hold on. Let's go back to why is Lauren Conrad going to burn in hell?
She's evil. She's evil
and controlling, and she's horrible. It's actually like really hard to rewatch The Hills. Like, whatever. No,
I know. I feel you. I agree. And people don't get, like, I'm not being a hater. If she was awesome, I'd be like, that bitch is awesome. No. Kristen Cavallari is awesome. Audrina, yeah. She's okay. Whitney, cool. She's okay. But yeah, Lauren cool. is a fucking bitch. Excuse my language.
Lauren, girl. Like anyone that like she makes friends with, like she's just like, oh no, fuck you. Like,
oh no, she no doesn't one care about anyone. No. All she cares about is herself. And
I would love to be friends with them still, but I just can't. And you're like, why not?
Because here's my favorite quote. I want to forgive and forget you. It's like, what are you talking about, bitch? It's like
she's an asshole.
The whole opposite of forgiving somebody.
Mm-hmm. That's a
and
classic
really
line,
did too. Have a sex tape. And it's not a secret. You know, like, don't act
and
like
you didn't leak it, right?
No, I did, but it was my point was she's acting like she's this like perfect little thing, like, oh, when she's this little hussy filming, making sex tapes and shopping them around with her boyfriend and shit.
Okay.
Allegedly. No, Allegedly.
All right, Meg, thank you for the call, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Bye, Meg.
All right. You guys want to take a couple more calls?
All night long.
All night long, okay.
So is that's sexist that we only ask guys to take their shirts off?
No, you can ask the girls.
Here comes Melissa. Don't ask her to take her shirt
off. I wonder if they kill our feed if we... That's like Miley's whole campaign, free the nipple.
Oh, my God.
Melissa.
Melissa.
Hi,
how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Very awkward. Great.
What are you doing? Are you in your bedroom sitting on the floor?
No, I'm not on the floor. I'm in college.
You just have a tall bed? Is that a bunk bed behind you?
It's just a really tall bed that's elevated.
Oh, you can store stuff underneath.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
and
cool.
I have a step stool because
it's short. Tall.
Yeah, beginning of the school year.
Or is that a solo bedroom?
It's a solo bedroom.
Oh, that's nice.
What college is that?
In New York, SUNY Fredonia, near Rob's old
school. Oh, yes, SUNY Oswego.
Yeah,
Rob knows.
Yes.
Rob knows where it is.
I know what's up.
Did Rob go there?
I went to a different state school in New York.
Because you didn't get accepted to her school or what?
I didn't apply to that one. I probably wouldn't have got it.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah.
How's school going? Did it just start?
It started like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
wasn't school the worst?
Yes.
Just kidding. Don't do drugs. Stay in school.
I'm still doing homework. I just wanted to like drop in. And
is everybody going to be really jealous that you're on Spice an Hour?
I'm very jealous of myself for being on Spice an Hour right now.
Do you have any questions about college for Rob or Spencer, our two graduates?
Two graduates? No, yeah. I think I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. I agree. Are you living in the dorms? Because that's the first thing I did wrong. I didn't live in the dorms.
It's like dorms, but off-campus.
Campus student housing.
It's through the school. It's just on the opposite side of the campus. So everything else like is central in the campus. This is just on the outskirts.
Yeah.
That's still better than living by yourself in a crackhead loft.
I lived at home with my parents when I went to college.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Very true.
So what's going on? Any questions?
No, just wanted to say hi to you guys. And I love the Spice an Hour. I'm a big supporter since day one.
Wow. Yeah, girl. Who do you like the most out of us three?
Is that because you watched Marriage Bootcamp?
Yes, I did. Solely because both of you guys were on there.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I watched Marriage Bootcamp.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. You hear that? We
Thanks,
TV?
Melissa.
Put us back on there.
Yeah, All-Stars Edition.
With Rob. I wish Rob would go into
this. Yeah, I need it.
He needs Marriage Bootcamp.
Yeah, he needs it more than any of us. Me and Spencer were faking for the cameras.
Jim Rob's. And Elizabeth.
We don't want to open that can of worms.
They'd be all over Nicole.
It's best to keep it secret and ignore the problems.
Oh, my gosh. I think Nicole and Elizabeth would tackle each other.
And they'd take our side. It would be so terrible. I'd lose my mind. Yeah. All right, Melissa, thank you so much, okay?
Thank you, guys. Have a good night, guys.
Bye. I'm so glad I don't have homework. I have a lot of work to do, but I'm glad that I don't have, like, homework.
Dan.
Wait, so I sent like 15 news articles. Are we really through all my news?
We're done. We're good with the news articles. We're good with the news articles.
Yeah,
people come to us just for the news. They don't go to ABC or CBS anymore. Right.
I got a couple. I got a couple other people here. You guys tell me who you want. I got Ryan, John, Tom, Dan, Mid-Atlantic Foodie, and Chris.
I got to watch Bachelor in Paradise at some time tonight, but we can take some.
Okay, well, let's go like 10 more minutes, and then we'll get out of here. All right, who do you want to hear from?
How cold was that guy did to that girl last night on Bachelor in Paradise?
Spoilers.
I didn't see last night, dude. I'm watching it tonight. I'm watching them both tonight.
Oh, yeah. This girl does this crazy thing to the guy. Does this wild thing to the guy.
I don't think
girl.
He wants to know that, yeah.
Is what it like a sex trick? Like a sex trick?
I just made up a whole sentence.
Just an FYI, I believe we've officially broken the record for most props on a blab for anybody.
Not I we. Haven't. Not officially. We.
Yeah.
You.
Just, you by yourself.
Cumulatively, yeah. I bet we have broken the record also. Total props.
That could be.
Thank you to everybody who wanted to shame me by having me take my shirt off. Thank you. Thank you to everybody.
You're really going to have to outdo yourself this time, Rob. What are you going to do next week?
I'm not saying it because then it happens.
What if you put oil? What did that guy do?
Ooh, he
put
hot oil.
Honey.
Yeah. Oh, look who we got.
All right. Spencer's wife Heidi is here.
I have to do my blog.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
I mean, how long are you gonna be on this?
Bye, Spencer has to stop. What did she say?
Look at Rob.
Yeah. What's your blog about, Heidi? CBB?
Real Housewives.
Oh, that's right. Where can we find that blog if we want to read it?
Huffington Post UK.
Huffington Post UK, one of the most reputable news sources of all the United Kingdom.
Yeah. You're lucky we like you so much with that terrible audio and no headphones.
Heidi, go in the room and punch Spencer in the back of the head.
No, I'll just do some work.
That's right. Good point.
We're waiting for it.
Wait, why does sunglasses on Spencer? You want to be like Tyson?
That's exactly was the plan.
Yeah, but I took my shirt off like Spencer in solidarity for his skin rash.
Twinning, quadrupling, except, excuse me, Rob, where's your sunglasses?
I don't, they're not in earshot.
Far away.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I lost Heidi's connection.
Yeah. Okay. You clipped her.
Yeah. Did you clip her, Rob?
No, I didn't.
Rob,
what about Spencer? Do you want to talk to Declan?
Oh, duh. I think Declan should work for Lita.
Declan didn't go through.
Oh, he didn't go through.
Declan, get it.
All right. Let's see. Who else has a serious question for us? All right. Here's Ryan. Ryan, how's it going, buddy?
Yeah, here we go.
Pop that shirt, bro. Gotta all pop right. that shirt, dude.
Let me get this off.
Yeah, you get that thing off, dude. Isn't that restrictive? There you go. Oh, that was easy.
Yeah.
Nice. You wear zip-up hoodies with no shirt under?
Yeah, I was ready to go whenever you needed me. I was ready to strip, you know? I'm drinking. I'm ready.
Whoa.
Party animal. What are you drinking there? Is that root beer?
It's alcoholic root beer.
Oh, nice. The best kind. Right, Spencer?
It's my first time trying it. I love it.
Yeah.
It sounds perfect.
Topless on a webcam or alcohol?
Both.
Probably both.
Where are you right now, Ryan?
My apartment.
How come your name is...
Walls make it look a little bit like jail, but, you know.
How come your name is Ryan?
Apartments near ASU. And jail are practically the same thing, so, you know.
You're at ASU?
Yes.
Are you on the rowing team? I know they have a lake down there that you can row on.
Nah.
Yeah.
I would suck.
I don't think they're that great. I imagine ASU.
Physical ability, not my thing. Well,
yeah.
What's your strong suit, would you say?
Drinking.
Is that it?
You know ASU has been ranked the number one party school in the country a number of times.
Why do you think I'm there?
I applied to go there, but I'm out of state, so it would have cost me a lot of money.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any questions for us?
No, I just want to stop by and say hi. Oh, one thing though. Brandon Hans liked my status today and I was really freaked
out.
What
was it? What was the status?
I posted like a video from YouTube that I found that I thought was funny, and I just like I logged on my phone and I was like, oh shit, Brandon Hayes. Like, that freaked me out.
What was the video? For you. Should I look on your Facebook page?
Yeah, you should. Okay. It's like 18 minutes long, though. Oh, yeah. So
you're friends with him on Facebook, Ryan? You're friends with Brandon Hance on Facebook?
Yeah, it's the funniest Facebook of all time. I strongly recommend you just search through his timeline. You will find gold. He finds a new woman every single day. His relationship status goes like this. It is an entire reality show just watching his Facebook. It's amazing.
Do you follow Kat Ederson on Snapchat?
I don't.
I do.
I'm new to Snapchat.
You should follow Kat Ederson.
All three of you, though.
Is okay, Brandon Richard Haynes' brother?
Yeah, his nephew. It's his nephew.
Nephew.
Yeah.
Wow, they got a crew.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, bye.
I love your laugh, Ryan.
Okay. Let's do one more, and then we'll wrap this up.
Colty Cole.
Colty, he's not he didn't call in.
We should have got his phone number.
All right. Let's talk to Tom. Let's see how Tom's doing.
Oh, man, if he's got that. Tom Cruise, the inventor of the get around, that cart thing for old people.
Here's Tom.
Tom Cruise.
He's already shirtless.
Yes.
Although his audio might be whack.
Are you okay, Tom? You've got like a sound modulator.
His audio is whack.
You sound like a mouse.
He's got a Zingbot voice.
He did his push-ups before. Okay.
He did everything.
Hey, let's go to check out Chris. What does Chris have to say? Here's Chris.
Chris!
Hey, Chris, how you doing, buddy?
Yep. Yeah, just the way you like it. Do you have a rat's tail or what's going on? What's your hair doing, Chris?
I know we can't. Can you guys hear him?
Oh, your internet connection. Come back to us, Chris.
Okay, come back to us.
And he's out.
All right. What about Dan?
Oh, Spencer, you're out too.
Spencer's out.
Where am I?
Here's Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
Yeah.
I love this podcast we've got going.
Yes. Now people are just calling in without a shirt even on in the first place.
I thought this was a serious podcast, guys. I have a serious question.
Yes, Dan.
Okay.
Dan, were you the bully that beat up Spencer and kicked him in the head in elementary school?
His name was Dan.
But I am Tyson's bald friend. I also live in Utah. No, that's not true. I live in Utah, though.
Cool.
Are you aspiring to be Tyson's new bald friend with a beard?
I did buy a Casper mattress for that very purpose.
Shout out Casper, one of the Spice and Hour sponsors. Get your mattress in a box.
All right. So, question.
Yes.
Tyson, are you going to be at Salt Lake Comic Con? Everyone's dying to know.
Everyone is, or just you are?
Everyone.
When is it?
It's the 25th to the 27th or something.
Of September?
Yeah.
Do you have a ticket for me?
I suppose if I have to, I can get you a ticket for like one day.
What do we do up there?
I don't know.
Sounds pretty good, dude.
you have your own like impromptu Spice and Hour Survivor panel.
I'll look into it.
Whoa, panel.
Wait, how do I get a panel? You think I can make money there?
No, I don't think so, but I can get you like a board.
I can get you lose money there.
I can write like Spice and Hour on it and it'd be a panel.
Do you work for Salt Lake Comic Con?
No.
Oh.
Well, how will you make a panel then?
I've always wanted to go to Comic Con, but I also don't like. Yeah,
and it's like a panel, and I'll write on it.
Okay. I've always kind of wanted to go to a Comic Con, but the crowds scare me because I'm not like a crowd person. Do people get sweaty and like touchy?
Oh, yeah, stuff? They get sweaty. I don't know if they get touchy.
But they'll bump into you from time to time with their sweat.
Just their sweat, though.
I'll look into it, maybe.
All right.
Keep hitting me up on Twitter, but I think it's not out of the realm of possibility. How much are tickets?
I'm not sure how much a one-day ticket goes for. I didn't buy a Casper mattress for you not to come to Salt Lake Comic Con.
Oh, yeah. Holding it over your head.
Okay.
All right, Dan.
How much tickets are when you find out and what you're planning to do there.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
Tyson, do you have the 5-star Spice and Hour review of the week?
Yep, I got it.
Almost forgot about that. Here, let's see what John has to say while we're getting that up and ready to go.
John rules.
There we go.
John. Yes.
No shirt and props.
What have we done?
Getting some props for John Boy here.
It's your fault, Rob.
It's my fault. It's technically Spencer's fault for not having a shirt on in the first place.
I think it's not a fault of anybody, but more of a blessing to all.
Yeah, and John, I like that you've added the Vanessa beanie to the ensemble also.
Yeah. Yeah, rest in peace, Vanessa, I hope.
Did you have a question or you just want to be in solidarity?
Well, first of all, Titan, I don't know, you listen to Emerson Strategy?
What?
Do you listen to my audiobook about Survivor, Tyson?
I haven't
Spencer
yet.
Does.
Do I need to?
Spencer does.
Well, so far I just got, two parts done on Blood Red Water, and, I guess...
Are they complimentary of me, or are they kind of shitting on me?
I think they were mostly saying about Brad Culpepper.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They don't like him at all.
Yeah, and it's a book I recommend for Spencer.
Oh, a book for Spencer.
What's the book?
It was a strategy. Audiobook.
Oh, yes. Check out my audiobook about Survivor, Spencer. Oh,
isn't it only 18 hours, though? I was hoping for something a little longer.
It's more than, maybe 80 hours per volume?
Yeah, it's only like 300 hours for the whole thing.
Oh, sweet. I'm going to start.
Yeah, I can do that in 24 divided by 300.
Yes. All right. All right, John, thank you so much, okay?
All right.
Thanks, John. John, you look dope. You look awesome.
Let's keep these.
Okay, I got our 5-star rating.
Okay, go for it.
5-star rating of the week. Are you guys ready?
Ready. These come in every week to us on our iTunes page. You can go to it at spicin.rocks.
It's by Leah, 1975, and it's titled So, So, So Entertaining, 5 stars.
Okay.
I absolutely adore these three. It's not my usual podcast fare, but I cannot get enough. I'm going back and listening to all of them. One thing, why does Rob sometimes sound so patronizing towards Tyson and Spencer? Just shtick? ?
Like patronizing as in I support you guys?
Patronizing.
Yeah.
Patronizing.
In what way? How am I patronizing?
I don't think that you are. I think that you're supportive of everything we do.
Yes.
I mean, besides the under the breath insults that you... fling at us and think we can't hear.
Well, I appreciate all the people out there who are patronizing me. So I would be
but what about patronizing? Are you now patronizing me?
No, not
yet.
Are you
patronizing the way I pronounce patronize?
I think you could say it either way.
Patronize or patronize?
I think so.
Is it like versatile and versatile?
I think so. Spencer, do you have a call on this?
You talking shit?
All right. So here we go. First Spice an Hour on a Monday. Next week we move to Mondays on the regular, right?
Yep.
And we'll figure
Monday
out
recording
time.
On the regular.
Yeah.
And when is this going to be? When is the podcast going live, on Tuesday or on Monday night?
When is the podcast going to get posted?
Yeah.
This one or in the future?
In the future.
In the future, I would imagine if we record them around 11 a.m. Pacific time or sometime around there, I think that Scott will have these up, by the end of the night.
Okay. Let's figure hours. It out then, I guess.
Yeah, so they'll be up. So they'll be up at the very least when you go to work on Tuesday.
Okay.
But you can
People
watch it at work
that.
Also. It's a whole new thing.
Yeah, you can watch it at work. You can do whatever you want.
Don't watch this at work. We should have put a disclaimer at the top of this one. Yeah.
It's suitable.
Spencer, you okay? You're moving around a lot.
Just trying to exercise.
He's in the Matrix. You look like you're a guy from the Matrix with those sunglasses. And you're flexing. Good. Are you flexing?
Oh, I'm trying to get that for screenshots.
Oh, yeah. If somebody's screenshotting.
No. No. All right.
That's all right, it.
So I want to hit 250 on these props before we officially sign off, right?
Sure, should we just sit here in silence?
That should be another 3 seconds.
Or are we going to wait till Spencer and I also have 250?
Let's stop recording and do a couple more open seats.
Okay, we can just leave this on.
All right, that's gonna do it for the Spice and Hour. Thanks to Scott St. Pierre, who does a great job editing the show every single week. We will be back with you guys a week from today. Go to robiswebsite.com to leave your comments, and hope to hear from you guys again soon. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Love you guys.
Hashtag.
Hashtag rigid Rob.
No, that's not a good hashtag. Adam, I'm rigid after all this. I'm sitting here for 2 hours with no shirt on.
Hashtag shirtless Rob. Hashtag shirtless Rob.
Shirtless Rob. Put your shirt back on. All right. All right. Let us know if you made it to the end of this this disaster. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Hashtag I'm frozen. That's a good one, too.
I'm frozen. Yeah. All right. Or have a hashtag pod bod.
Hashtag pod bod.
All right. All right, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.